So let's review. The Mishnah discusses the halachas of teraivas, live behemoths that were valid karbonis which got mixed up with other behemoths. And the Mishnah splits them up into four main groups. Pasla akrava va'asla hedyit, both disqualified for a karbon and forbidden for private use. Mutla hedyit u'pasla akrava, permitted for private use but disqualified for a karbon. Mutla hedyit u'mutla akrava, permitted for private use and fit for a karbon. Mutla akrava, such as kachim, makachim, various types of karbonis. Zok the Mishnah. Kol azvachim shenis arva b'chatois ha-mesis, oy b'shar ha-niskel, afala achas b'riboy yimusu kulan. If a majority of even 10,000 behemoths that were valid karbonis were mixed up with even one behemoth that was pasla akrava v'asla hedyit, because it's chayiv mises, such as one of the chamesh chatois ha-mesis, one of the five chatois that must be left to die, or was an ox that killed a person and was sentenced to death, the halacha is, yimusu kulan, all the behemoths, even the karbonis, must be left to die. The Mishnah continues, Nisarvu b'sharu shenevdu by avera, oy shehemes esa adam, api eid echad, oy api haba aylam, b'reveya v'nirva, b'mukta, b'nevad, b'esnan u'mechir, b'klaim u'betreifa, b'yetzid daifin. If a karbon was mixed up with a behemoth that was mutl, had you to pasal akrabah, such as shenevdu by avera, oy shehemes esa adam, api eid echad, oy api haba aylam, the behemoth committed a sin of killing a person, but was not put to death because only one witness or the owner testified, but not two aidim. Or b'reveya v'nirva b'mukta v'nevad, a person committed znus with the behemoth, or the behemoth was designated as an offering for avodah zarah, or the behemoth itself was worshipped as an avodah zarah, or b'esnan u'mechir, the behemoth was used as payment for znus, it was exchanged for a dog, or b'klayim u'betreifa b'yesid daifin, the behemoth was an offspring of two different breeds, or the behemoth was a treifa, or was born through a cesarean cut. In these cases, the behemoth is generally mutal hadid, u'pasal akrava. These behemoths are permissible for private use, but disqualified to be used for a carbon. However, in this arvu, now that they were mixed together, they cannot be used lehedit for private use because one is a carbon. And they cannot be used legevaya for karbanis because one is pasal. Therefore, yiru atshe yistavu v'yimachru v'yavu b'dmei hayafe shebehen mo'isei amin. Both behemoths must be put out to pasture until they receive a blemish and become redeemable. And the owner of the carbon then redeems its kedusha onto money equivalent to the most superior behemoth of the taravis because, as Rashi explains, shema hazevach v'hayafa. Perhaps it is the carbon that's the most superior animal. Therefore, he must bring a new carbon of the same worth, and he suffers the loss of difference. The Mishnah continues, Nisarvu b'chulin tamimim, yimachru achulin letzorchei oisei amin. If a carbon was mixed up with a behemoth that was chulin, which is mutal hedyit and mutal akrava, the behemoth's chulin must be sold to someone who needs the same type of carbon, and then both karbanos are brought for their respective owners. Kachim b'kachim min b'minoi, yikarv l'shem yishahu. If karbanos of the same type were mixed together, both karbanos are brought for their respective owners. Kachim b'kachim min b'she'enei minoi, yiru atshe yistabu, v'yavu b'bnei yafe shebehen m'min zeh, u'bnei hayafe shebehen m'min zeh, v'yafsed ha'moysa mi'beisei. If karbanos of different types were mixed together, all the behemoths must be put out to pasture until they receive a blemish and become redeemable. The owner of each carbon then redeems its kedusha onto money equivalent to the most superior behemoth of the taroivas and buys another animal for his carbon and suffers the loss of the difference. Nisarvu b'bechor u'b'meiser, yiru atshe yistavu b'yechlu k'bechor u'chameiser. If behemoths of one carbon were mixed with a behemoth that was either a bechor or meiser, which are not redeemable, all the behemoths must be put out to pasture until they receive a blemish. The owner of the carbon then redeems its kedusha onto money equivalent to the most superior behemoth of the taroivas and offers the new behemoth for whatever carbon he had originally designated. However, since a bechor or meiser are not redeemable, all the behemoths must be eaten according to the exclusive halachas of bechor or meiser. Mishnah concludes, Hakol yichol nisarev, chutz min achatas va'asham. All types of karbanis can become mixed together, aside for a chatas with an asham, because a chatas is always in a keva, and an asham is always a zachar. The Gemara proceeds to discuss the Mishnah's first halacha of kol hazvachim shenisarvu b'chatois ha-meisis oy b'shar ha-niskel, afal achas b'riba yimusu kulan. All the behemoths must be put to death, and the behemoths issur do not become batel b'rayv, nullifying the majority of karbanis. The Gemara cites two other Mishnahs that apparently teach the same halacha. The Mishnah Masechtas Temura states, kol asurin legabim mizbeach, oysim b'chol shein. All behemoths that are disqualified for karbanis, if even one of these behemoths was mixed up with the majority of other behemoths, all the behemoths become disqualified for karbanis and there is no bitl b'rayv. The Gemara explains that both Mishnahs are needed, because our Mishnah is a case of pasal lahakrava v'asla hadyut. The behemoth sister is both disqualified for karbanis and forbidden for private use. While the Mishnah in Temura is a case of pasal lahakrava u'mutla hadyut, the behemoth sister is only disqualified for karbanis but is permitted for private use. Therefore, had we only taught the halacha in the case of pasal akrava mutla hadyut, one might have thought that in the case of pasal akrava v'asla hadyut, the isur does become batal b'rayv because the lechaz lepidiyah. Without bitl, the karbanis will go to waste because they cannot be redeemed for private use. And had we only taught the halacha in the case of pasul gvoya ba'asla hedyid, one might have thought that in the case of pasul gvoya mutal hedyid, the isra does become batal bereiah because the lav isra hananinu. The isra is more lenient in that it is permitted in all benefits. Therefore, tzricha, both mishnayos are needed. The Gemara cites another mishnah, Masechta Avodah Zarah, which states, ve'elo asurin ve'isrin b'chol shein, yayin nesach v'avodas kechavim. And the following forbidden items, such as yayin nesach and avodah zarah, even a small amount that was mixed with heter causes the entire tarevus to become aser, and there is no bittul b'reiv. Here too, the Gemara explains that both mishnayos are needed, even though they are both cases of pasul hakrava v'asul hedyid. However, our mishnah is a case of kachim legevaya. The issue is mixed with karbanos that are used by hektish. While the mishnah by the zara is a case of chulin lehedyid, the issu is mixed with non-hektish items that are used by private people. And had we only taught the halacha of chulin, which is only a loss to a hedyid, one might have thought that in the case of kachim, we do say bittul bereiah because lo nafsadin lekulu. We don't want to cause a loss to hektish. And had we only taught the halacha of kachim, for which an issu is ma'as, repulsive, one might have thought that in the case of chulin, we do say bittul bereiah because the lo ma'as for a hedyid and issu is not repulsive. Therefore, tzricha, both mishnayos are needed. This discussion continues in the next daf.